Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. And welcome to the daily good for today. I am having a very relaxed, sort of mellow morning in the recording studio. And by recording studio, I mean my living room. And you may hear the sound of the dishwasher running in the background. Yep, what can I say? It's a morning for getting things done. And I don't know about you, but for me, the sound of a dishwasher running is actually one of my favorite sounds. It's, to me, it's very soothing, it's very relaxing, it's kind of that low hum that to me says, work is being done, and I don't have to be actively doing it. It's just a nice sound. Anyway, here we are at the Daily Good today, and we have some great good news. And our first good news story comes from the realm of science and technology as it relates to nature. So there is a new form of artificial retina that is being developed that may help to restore sight for the estimated 285 million blind people in the world today. This artificial retina is being developed by scientists in both Hong Kong and the United States, and it is a truly remarkable piece of technology. It is being created by a paper author and engineer named Jiang Fan of the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology and his colleagues, and it uses a high-density array of photoreceptors, which are being placed inside pores of aluminum oxide, which is almost as hard as diamonds, and they're using this to mimic the human retina. The natural retina of the human eye is a remarkable piece of biology. The human retina, you know, with its domed shape, sharpens light and focus and passes light through 10 million photoreceptive cells per square centimeter. That's the natural human eye. 10 million photoreceptive cells per square centimeter. And that in and of itself was part of what has made manufacturing an artificial retina so difficult, getting that density together. But again, scientists have managed to create the substance that can do this, and so they will be placing this retina with nerve-like electric wires formed from liquid metal inside rubber tubes, which will run to external circuitry to process the images. These will be placed into a silicon prosthetic eyeball, and that will be filled with an ionic liquid which simulates the biological gel that we have in natural eyeballs ourselves. The professor and his colleagues are predicting that this technology will be practical to manufacture and implant within 5 years, which I think is absolutely breathtaking. The pace at which biological science and biotechnology is running these days is just incredible. So if you want to keep an eye out, I'm so sorry for that pun, for this technology, it is called the ECI. So that's capital E, capital C, hyphen, and then capital EYE. And it is in development right now. And in fact, the scientists are predicting that it could eventually surpass the abilities of naturally based human eyes by simply being able to increase the density of light-detecting sensors because that's how technology works, right? Every several years, our abilities with technology seem to double or treble. The professor said, quote, "We hope to further improve our device in terms of biocompatibility, stability, and performance. It has the potential to elevate our visual capability to a much higher level. We shall see." And now we come to today's good word, which is a beautiful inspirational quote from the phenomenal writer Maya Angelou. And it says quite simply, quote, "Try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud." I love this quote because, again, it is sort of the embodiment of what I'm trying to do with the Daily Good podcast, which is for all of us to do exactly that, to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. I know that for myself, as I go through my day and I interact with people, whether in real life or online or what have you, I really try to remember that other people's days can be very, very cloudy. And if I can do my bit to bring a little bit of brightness and color in there, I'm not saying it's going to fix their problems, but I am saying that I might be able to alleviate a little bit of stress or give them a little boost of strength to help them get through whatever those problems are. And I encourage you all to do the same. So one more time, try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. Maya Angelou. And our second good news story for today is another sort of sweet and very small scale story that I think just has a lot of heart and a lot of impact. And it comes to us from the state of Hawaii here in the United States. Five fishermen in the state of Hawaii went out fishing and caught two grade A yellowfin tuna, absolutely enormous yellowfin tuna with a total weight of around 220 pounds. And then they sent it to a seafood distributor who cleaned it and cooked it and prepared it into more than 300 poke bowls, which they then donated to Honolulu's Straub Medical Center and the Queens Medical Center. I just think that's absolutely brilliant. One of the fishermen who was part of the group said that he and his team were inspired by this, by another local fisherman who was 104-year-old Setsuo Todoroki, who would regularly catch fish and then donate them to strangers in need. Nakamoto said, quote, "He passed away last month and was really the inspiration of the project. We did it in his legacy." So this is exactly, again, the sort of story that I think the Daily Good shines spotlights on, because it shows that we can all do something. If you're a fisherman in Hawaii, you can go out and catch fish and donate them to local healthcare workers as a way of showing support. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, I believe we can all find a way to do something charitable, to do something good with our time or our efforts or our energy or our money, whatever it is. It's absolutely remarkable what we can all do if we feel like it. The chief operating officer of Straub Medical Center told CNN, quote, "Our staff at Straub Medical Center has been overwhelmed by the support and generosity displayed for our healthcare workers who have been on the front lines of this pandemic, caring for our patients and our community. We are so grateful for all the donations we have received for our healthcare workers. This particular donation of fresh ahi was especially thoughtful, and we appreciate the hard work and effort that went into catching it and preparing such a wonderful meal for our teams." And now we come to Wonderful World, and today as we tour this beautiful planet of ours, we zero in on the city of Los Angeles, which is very near to where I used to live, and the incredible art museum there, the J. Paul Getty Museum, which locally is just referred to as the Getty. And they have some incredible online exhibits that you can tour virtually. Among them, they have an exhibit of Japanese-American photographs from 1920 to 1940. They have an exhibit that they are calling The Art of Three Faiths, Torah, Bible, Quran. And they have some 18th century pastel portraits and an exhibit called Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. And that is an example of food in the Middle Ages and the Renaissance through art. So look into the episode notes for this episode of The Daily Good and click on the link that I'll include and go wander around the Getty Museum of Los Angeles, taking some fine art and some thoughtful religious exhibitions as well. It's a beautiful way to spend a little bit of time today. And wrapping things up today with Sounds Good, where I recommend some music that I think is fantastic. And today's selection is a single song by an artist that we've already touched on previously, and that is the legendary Miles Davis. And this is his recording of a song called Well You Needn't. The song was originally composed by Thelonious Monk, who was one of the all-time great composers in the jazz world. He wrote so many songs that have gone on to become standards in the jazz repertory. Well You Needn't is a song that I first came across when I was just starting to get interested in listening to jazz music when I was about 18 years old. I picked up a copy of an album called Mulligan Meets Monk. I actually checked it out from the local library. I was trying to get my hands on some jazz music, and so I was flipping through the rack of CDs, which gives you an indicator of when this was, and just kind of randomly picking out albums that looked good to me off of the rack. And I picked this album, Mulligan Meets Monk, which is the baritone sax player Jerry Mulligan playing music of Thelonious Monk with Thelonious Monk. And one of the tracks on there that caught my ear was Well You Needn't. Fast forward a little bit to an album that I picked up at the warehouse, which was The Best of Miles Davis on Blue Note Records. And lo and behold, there's Miles performing Well You Needn't, and it instantly became my favorite version of this tune. It's relaxed, but it swings. It's got a nice, easy groove. There's some great interplay between Miles and his piano player that you'll hear, where they're kind of trading bars a little bit when they're first stating the chorus at the beginning of the song. So I will, of course, have a link to this song via YouTube in the episode notes for today's episode. It is Miles Davis's performance of Thelonious Monk's tune, Well You Needn't. That's it for The Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the incredible Jonathan Stout. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.